do something that was like the classics, like the classic RPGs we'd all kind of grown up with and liked. And a big part of that is having an in-depth story people can really sink their teeth into, something that's involved and has the kind of depth you'd expect from a good book or in this case, a good game. And we wanted to do something on mobile, so we adapted it for that. There's a really robust autosave system. The battles are designed to be quick. We wanted it to be something people could enjoy on a phone or an iPad, but the length and depth of a classic RPG was integral to the genre, and it's a big part of what we're trying to do here. So Ash 1 was about 15 to 20 hours of gameplay, and Ash 2, I say 30. That's kind of the estimate. It's, as I said, it's being released episodically, so we're not sure the exact length yet. But the idea was to tie off the story. Ash 1 kind of ended on a cliffhanger, and so we want to make sure that we can tie everything off nicely in Ash 2, and that means kind of a long game, which we're proud of. We hope people like it.
Now, does that mean you're going to have updates to the game, or you're going to purchase separate episodes?
So it's updates to the game. So Chapter 1 released in January. There was a bit of a delay to Chapter 2, which is, as I said, about to come out, and now we're hoping for about 2 to 3 weeks per chapter. It's a 6-chapter game in total. Konami released the game in 2 editions. There's the Gold Edition, where the chapters are free updates and you just have to wait for them. And then there's a Silver Edition, where you can purchase the chapters one at a time. In general, we found that the Gold Edition is a lot more popular, which we're glad to hear, I think, because it means that people are willing to take a bet on the rest of the game being good. They want to buy the whole thing at once. So we're hoping to deliver the rest of the content.
What were some of the challenges you faced when it was porting to Android?
So we built the game in the Unity engine, actually, which handled a lot of the porting work for us for Ash 2, which was built natively. Ash 1, though, was built in native iOS, and so to port it to Android, we actually brought it into the Ash 2 engine. So in putting that into Android, we basically had to recreate the game's content in a different engine, which was very time-consuming and also made bug fixing quite a complication, because it's content that you have to port over exactly, and then you have to make sure that nothing breaks horribly by getting a decimal wrong, or we've had so many typos, I can't tell you. So that's been a big part of the challenge there. CERN does all its work in the Unity engine going forward, so it meant porting Ash 2 both to Android as well as to PC was certainly not trivial, because there are a lot of differences in the platforms, but we didn't need to write a whole new set of code, which was really great.
Do you find yourself being able to expand that into a Windows mobile platform, or is their ecosystem just not ready for you yet?
So that's something where we've been in talks with both Microsoft and Unity about, and we're trying to figure out how that makes sense. We definitely want to do some work on Windows Mobile. The Unity platform doesn't yet export natively to Windows Phone, and so I think we're trying to still feel out whether it's a matter of waiting for Unity to support Windows Phone or a matter of us branching off and doing native applications. So it's something we're looking at, and it's to be determined, unfortunately, just because we're not sure which direction Unity is going to go yet.
Do you have anything else you'd like to tell your fans or anybody else who's thinking about purchasing the game at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. Well, first, I mean, thank you to everybody who's taking a look at the game. As I mentioned earlier, we're planning to release soon on PC and Mac, and we'd really like to include in that version of the game something extra, some changes that make the game better, make the game interesting even to fans who've played it on mobile. So we'd really like to hear what people think. You know, it's an opportunity for us to go back, make changes to the game, obviously not start with a clean slate because it's the same game, but we'd really like to hear what people think, and we hope people check it out on the new platforms, as I said, hopefully in the next 1 to 2 months.